Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Been a very, very almost conflicted and strange day. The hostage deal has been announced. Well, is this a win for Donald Trump? Is this a win for Biden? We wanted to speak to Irina Zuckerman. She's a human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States. Irina, I haven't spoken to you in 2025. So first of all the best for the year. How are you?
Good, thank you so much. Very happy to hear you as well. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
It's off to a very busy start, that's for sure.
Well, that's one way of putting it. It really is a busy start. But it's, you know, talking to our listeners and getting their feedback, such an incredible amount of conflicted feelings about that. But let's just put that aside for a moment and look at it from an American presidential perspective. Is this a win for Donald Trump?
Look, in the short term, he will play it off as a win because he will say that only he could have forced Hamas to get so scared as to adopt the same framework that Joe Biden couldn't push through 8 months ago. Days before his campaign. He will also claim that he was the one who scared Hamas into returning the hostages, into making peace, that he fulfilled his campaign promise, and that Hamas was a distraction from the real task at hand, which is Iran, Abraham Accords, and trade with the Arab world. But in the long term, if the ceasefire fails, which is bound to happen sooner or later. After all, Israel and Hamas were in a state of ceasefire on October 7th, right before October 7th. Yeah. Or if down the road things really go awry and Hamas comes back replenished, then all of these questions will return, and Trump is going to be in a hot seat, and I'm sure at that point he will say it was all Biden's fault because Biden's terrible deal.
So he could, I mean, he might play it either way. The fact, though, that it seems that on Sunday we're going to see the release of American hostages must indicate how important the role of the United States has been in this deal?
Well, look, I think there's been a nonstop almost fixation on the hostages, almost above the military objectives of the war, which was to put an end to Hamas rule in Gaza and its political and military and ideological hold of all over the region. And I think to some extent, this excessive obsession with humanitarianism when you're fighting a war has undercut its strategic objectives. Frankly, it has given an oversized role to the hostage lobby, to assorted civilian institutions, which have treated this war as another political issue that you can have a very serious influence for. And I am not sure that this is the right place for civilians when there is a state of hostilities. I think the government should be playing the more primary role. And the fact that the U.S. has also inserted itself as a naysayer, as an opinion shaper, as a country that was telling Israel when to attack, when not to attack, restricting its weapons and trying to leverage this horrifying situation after Hamas broke the ceasefire backed by Iran and by multiple terrorist organizations. And after the years of ideological warfare and preparation and NGOs, I think U.S. role in all of this was not necessarily altogether positive. And I think that had the U.S. spent more time pressuring Hamas and its assorted funders and proxies and propagandists, maybe we would have seen the release of more hostages sooner and more of them would have been alive.
Yeah, there's little doubt that the way in which Hamas was given a free pass over the last 15 months, and they really have been, they haven't been held to account by media, they haven't been held to account really by many, I mean, officially, yes, but in reality, they haven't been held to account, which no doubt, as you say, has damaged, has lessened the chances of a successful outcome for the hostages. What happens now? Because this deal was still with Hamas, and Israel is withdrawing from Gaza. Hamas obviously going to be celebrating this as a win, in inverted commas, even though Gaza lies in ruins. But then what? Does Israel have to go back in to remove Hamas? How is this likely to play out? And what is the American attitude likely to be?
Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood associations are celebrating it. And by the way, what they have succeeded in doing is reshaped the entire region, the Arab and Muslim street, into believing there's some sort of resistance to quote-unquote occupation, even though Gaza was under, Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005, and Hamas had full control of Gaza from 2007 until October 7th, in a couple of weeks after when it broke the ceasefire and attacked Israel. So they managed to run a very successful information campaign, which actually changed the political and social dynamics in the Middle East a great deal. And this is a huge battle that Israel is yet to overcome. So while figuring out what to do about Gaza, Israel will have to figure out how to delegitimize this resistance rhetoric, because right now, Hamas, that used to be hated by most of the Arab world, is now being gaining sympathies in circles that it really shouldn't. That's one battle. In terms of purely kinetic military action, Israel has given up a lot of leverage, not only for the immediate future, but for the long-term future, in promising to not rearrest this assorted terrorists, and not all of them will end up in Gaza. Some of them will end up in Europe or in Syria or somewhere else, and they'll be fighting and attacking various interests there. It's over 1,000 terrorists altogether. That is not a small number. They are, we know that Hamas will come back to try to take more hostages, and so will all the other proxies and terrorist organizations, because this arrangement basically justified everything Hamas was fighting for the last 50 months. It gave them free rein to attack more people, and they're gaining a lot of these terrorists back. They don't care about civilians or infrastructure. And by the way, the Gaza infrastructure will be rebuilt by somebody, by the Arab world, by China, by whoever. They will get money, but no one will be paying reparations to Israel for the damage, economic, social damage, political damage, human damage that they sustained. Those reparations will go to Gaza. Israel will be responsible for its own rebuilding. So this is another economic victory for Hamas. So that's another reason why they're not that upset about Gaza being in ruins.
Yeah, because they'll get the money anyway. Yeah, and finally,
Qatar. Qatar is the biggest winner of them all, Qatar and Turkey here. Because neither country, which have supplied Hamas with weapons and allowed them to, and Turkey had previously authorized Hamas operatives to attack Israel. They've sent explosives to Gaza 3 weeks before October 7th. They've actively and openly normalized and praised the resistance, and they will probably take over for Iran in smuggling weapons into Gaza in the future. And of course, Qatar actively participated in the operation, provided paragliders to the Hamas operatives in the first hours of attack. They've given infinite funding, political backing, PR training, every kind of support you want to Hamas. They are getting away with murder, and they're being elevated and celebrated as successful mediators and diplomatic brokers of this deal. So they are not only getting with away with everything, with every contribution, but they're actually getting points for it. You can not imagine the level of success. They forced Israel into a war it didn't want, and they managed to come away as big winners after that war. Yes, they've lost a few operatives, but what's a few operatives when your long-term goal is to delegitimize Israel around the world, which they have, and to gain public accolades and strengthen their positions in the region, which they also have. So they won, as far as I see.
It's absolutely mind-blowing, but I guess the chapter's not yet over, or maybe the chapter's over, the book is not yet written. We're going to, of course, keep following this, see where this goes. Thank you, as always, Irina Zuckerman, human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States, giving us her thoughts on the hostage deal.